This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A French COVID-19 curfew in Paris and other large cities is now in place, and it will last for at least a month, prompted by an alarming surge in new cases. The curfew aims to keep about 20 million people home from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., about 30% of the population. The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found conclusive evidence that remdesivir, a drug used to treat U.S. President Donald Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on severe cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavoured to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month, or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of the nation's biggest drug companies is casting doubt on President Trump's promises that the coronavirus vaccine will be available by Election Day, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Pfizer's chief has long said it's possible to find out if his company's vaccine is effective by month's end. But Albert Bourla says the vaccine would still need to be proven safe. And even if everything goes well, it will not be able to ask for emergency authorization of the vaccine before the third week of November.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is condemning NATO ally Turkey after it reportedly carried out its first test of a highly advanced Russian air defense system. In defiance of U.S. warnings, Turkey's defense ministry is refusing to confirm or deny the test firing. President Trump sought to boost his position in the battleground state of Florida Friday by reaching out to senior citizens. His rival, Joe Biden, was in Michigan, where he blasted Mr. Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Two men are focusing their campaigns on the closely fought states that are expected to determine the winner of the November 3rd election. The candidates returned to the trail after dueling town hall events replaced a presidential debate that was canceled after the president's recent bout with coronavirus. A French teacher who had recently shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad was killed outside his school on Friday. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With students on caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad was beheaded Friday on a street in a town northwest of Paris. Police later fatally shot the suspected killer. The French anti-terrorism prosecutor's office says it has opened an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive. French media report the suspect was an 18-year-old Chechen who was born in Moscow. The attack came as a trial is underway on the January 2015 newsroom massacre at the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo after it published caricatures of the Prophet of Islam. I'm Mike Gracia.
A former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, having had the coronavirus, says he was wrong not to wear a mask at a White House event or while preparing President Trump to debate Democratic rival Joe Biden. Christie, hospitalized for a week after testing positive for COVID-19, says the virus hit him like a freight train after he experienced mild symptoms. And the U.S. Supreme Court Friday agreed to hear oral arguments over President Trump's effort to exclude illegal immigrants from the population totals used to allocate congressional districts to states. The court will hear that case on November 30th. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's now time to prepare for a no-trade deal Brexit unless the European Union fundamentally changes course. He bluntly told Brussels that there was no point in continuing the negotiations. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.